"Just how openly has he been expressing his views?" the keeper of the purse asked. "Not quite as openly as he was," Hausman acknowledged. "Right after Caleb arrested Ardimson and named Michael Archbishop, he was a lot more vociferous. Since then, he's pulled back a notch or two, especially since the assassination attempt. I don't think he's talking about it very much in public at all anymore. Unfortunately, I can't quite avoid moving in the same circles as he does, not entirely, and people who know both of us tend to talk. Believe me, he hasn't changed his position, Alvano. He's just been cautious enough to go at least a little underground with it. I doubt he's fooling Benjamin's investigators into thinking he's changed his mind, but just look at him smiling and nodding over there. I don't like the thought of letting someone with his sympathies into stabbing range of the king." "I doubt he's prepared to take it quite that far," Ironhill said slowly. "If nothing else, it would take more guts than I've ever seen him display." "Maybe not. But what he would damned well do is run and tell his fellow temple loyalists anything he manages to pick up at court, or anywhere else for that matter." "Now that I could see him doing," Ironhill admitted. He frowned across the ballroom at Kyrie for several more seconds, then grimaced. "Before it slips my mind, Edward, let me thank you for how thoroughly you've destroyed my limited enjoyment of the evening."
"Think nothing of it," Hausman said solemnly. "After all, that's what friends are for."
"And don't think I won't find a way to return the favor," Ironhill warned him. "On the other hand," he continued more gravely, "you've given me quite a bit to think about. Kyrie is bidding on several of the Crown's current contracts. In fact, unless I'm mistaken, he's probably the low bidder on at least two of them, including one for 5,000 of the new rifles. Under the circumstances, I think it might behoove me to consider whether or not I want someone with his attitude that deep inside what we're doing."
"I think it might indeed," Hausman agreed.
"I don't know how the king is going to react to the notion," Ironhill warned him. "He's serious about this not penalizing anyone over matters of conscience as long as they haven't violated any laws."
"Alvino, I respect Caleb deeply. More than that, I'm ready to follow him anywhere he leads. But he's still a very young man, in very many ways. I understand his logic in refusing to adopt repressive measures, and I understand Michael's position on the consciences of individuals. That doesn't mean I think they're right. Or it might be better to say, I don't think they're entirely right. At some point, they're going to have to start making some precautionary decisions based on what amounts to suspicion. I'm not talking about arrests or arbitrary imprisonments, and God knows I'm not talking about executions. But they've got to start protecting themselves against others like Kyrie. I'll be the first to admit that the intensity of my dislike for him is driving my suspicions where he's concerned, to some extent at least. And like you, I don't think he's got the courage to risk dying for his beliefs. But there could be others who do have the courage, and who do a better job of hiding just how much they disagree with what we're doing here in Corris. Those are the ones that worry me, Alvino."
Edward Hausman looked into his friend's eyes and shook his head, his eyes dark.
"Those are the ones that worry me," he repeated.